Parshas Notzoi continues where the preceding Parsha of Bamidbar left off, namely in the midst of counting the families of the tribe of Levi. Thus the Parsha begins, "Take a census of the sons of Gershon, of them also." This verse, though, presents a bit of a difficulty by inserting two seemingly superfluous words, "the sons of Gershon gam haim, them also." Offhand, this phrase means simply, "them also, just as I commanded you earlier regarding the sons of Kohath, whose families were counted in the preceding parsha." Even so, one could still question the need for these words, as there does not seem to be any necessity to compare this counting to the preceding one. The Medrash offers the following explanation. Gershon was the oldest son of Levi, but in the census, his families were counted after those of Kohath, his younger brother. This would suggest that the Gershonites were inferior to the descendants of Kohath. The Torah thus states, "Gam haim, them also." This is like saying that they are equal to the descendants of Kohath. Why then indeed is Kohath mentioned and counted first? Because the Torah speaks here of the tasks of the Levites regarding the sanctuary and its parts and vessels. The family of Kohath was charged with carrying the Oron HaKodesh, the Holy Ark, containing the Luchos, the tablets of the Ten Commandments, which Moses received from God, throughout the travels of the Jews in the desert. Thus, out of respect for the Torah, that is, the Holy Ark, Kohath is mentioned here first, while elsewhere we find that Gershon, the oldest, is mentioned first. We have here the principle of Kovod HaTorah, honor for the Torah, the principle of the primacy of Torah. The Torah takes precedence to everything and anything in Jewish life. For as Rav Sadia Gaon noted, if not for the Torah, there would be no Jewish people. Our identity, that which distinguishes us from all other people and nations in the world, derives exclusively from the Torah. The Torah establishes what we are and how we must conduct ourselves. It sets our goals and lends meaning to our existence. For the Torah is the word of God. Indeed, Araiso v'kutsho brichu chado, the Torah and the Holy One, blessed be He, are altogether a singular entity, and it is only through the Torah given to us that we can relate to God. The Gemara tells of Rav Yosef that he would order special treats to be served on Shavuos. He explained, "If not for this day, that is the day that God gave us the Torah, how many Josephs would there be in the marketplace?" In other words, if not for the Torah, there would not have been a Rav Yosef. There would not even have been a Yosef altogether, but just another Joe Doe in the street, like everybody else. The Torah, then, takes precedence to everything else. It supersedes the ranks of birthright and wealth, of worldly power and glory. Gershon was as fine and good as Kohath, and even had the advantage of being older. Still, Kohath carried the Torah, and thus he came first.